lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today, I'd like for us to look into something that many people consider a holy book, and that is the Quran. I'd like to look at some lies and contradictions found in that book. And let me say in the beginning here, I do not hate anyone. I believe that anyone can be saved if they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as Lord and Savior. It makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference what you've done in your life. It's a matter of what you're going to do before you leave this life, and that is giving your life to the Lord means that you have life eternal. And I've said this so many times that if you do not do that, then heaven is not going to be yours. Your place will be in hell. And that's sad for anyone to be able to say that I would rather go to hell than to go to heaven. And once again, there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at this subject, the Quran. Well, the Quran, the holy book of Islam, it's written with compilations or manuscripts based on historical findings. And this spans several centuries and forms an important major part of early history of Islam. According to the Muslim belief and Islamic scholarly accounts, the revelation of the Quran to the Islamic prophet Muhammad began in 610 AD when the angel Gabriel, supposedly, appeared to Muhammad in the cave of Hira near the city of Mecca. Now, Muslims believe that Muhammad continued to receive revelations until his death in 632 AD. Now, there are many things to note about Muhammad, and one of which is the following. It's difficult for me, and it's difficult if you stop to think about it, it's difficult to comprehend that Muhammad was a holy prophet. He wrote the marriage contract with Aisha while she was 6 years old and consummated his marriage with her while she was 9 years old. Now, he was then 54 years old. And if you study history, you'll find that Aisha remained with him for 9 years until his death. This is found in, now I may pronounce some of these names wrong, but there's proof that all of this has happened. Where it's found is Sahih Bukhari, Volume 7, Book 62, Number 6. Now, once again, I may not pronounce every word just exactly right, but I have written here in front of me, and it's documented. You can find it just, if you look for it, you can find it. Just as I found it and I've studied it, I will not say that I am an expert on the Quran, but I have seen things that, once again, that we're going to look at. We're not going to go through the whole book. We're going to go through some of the fallacies that's found in the Quran. And when we start this study, we're going to begin with what Muslims think of the Quran. The Quran is the Word of God. Now, this is according to Muslims. According to them, the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. And why was the Quran revealed? The Quran was revealed for the benefit of human beings. Once again, I remind you, this is what the Muslims believe. And also see that their belief is that the Quran contains guidance, mercy, and healing of the universe. Remember, Muslims think the Quran is God's word coming from Muhammad. Well, I got news for you. The Quran is not the word of God. What we will look at in this study is a translation of the Quran from the Arabic language to contemporary English. And note this. Now, once again, some of these things that I'm going to look at here. Some of the names I may pronounce wrong, but you can find this for yourself, or you know, I have written documentation on this. Daywood, that we look at of some of the things. Daywood is the Quranic or the Quran Arabic form of David. And when the word Daywood, and I'm going to mention the word Daywood as we study, when the word Daywood is used, it is supposed to be words of David as appearing in the Quran. Well, notice something that the Quran says, the Quran advocates here. Freedom from religion. Well, if you look at the Quran, there is no freedom. The Quran states that there shall be no compulsion in religion. Well, that's all well and sounds good. And that's found on Quran chapter 2, verse 236. The cow, Daywood, page 41. I use the word cow here because that's the way it's written. I do not know what the word cow here means in the Quran as it is translated. Now note this. The Quran contradicts itself here, what I've just read about freedom. It contradicts itself about freedom, and because it goes on to say, the only true faith in God's sight is Islam. This is found in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 19, the Imrans. Daywood, page 51, religion with God is Islam. Now notice that the Quran contradicts itself again. Now, what I just read to you says there is no freedom. The only true faith in God's sight is Islam. There's no freedom. The Quran contradicts itself again. It says, he that supposes a religion over Islam or chooses a religion over Islam, it will not be accepted from him, and in the world to come, he will be one of the lost. This is found in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 85, the Imrams, Daywood, page 60. Now, there is no freedom according to what I just read. The Quran states that there is no compulsion in religion, but there is. It contradicts itself in several places, not only the ones I've read, but other places within the Quran. Well, what does the King James Bible do about religion? Well, the King James Bible states in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is not religion. John chapter 8, verse 32, John chapter 10, and verse 10. The King James Bible states in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's freedom. There's no restrictions on who can be saved. Whosoever, that means anyone. The King James Bible states in John chapter 1 and verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Jesus says, as many as receives him, they become the sons of God. People have a choice. That's freedom to do what they want. And this is totally different from what the Quran teaches. Well, the Quran, let me say this. This speaking of Muslims, this is written to the Muslims. It says, you are the noblest community ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin justice and forbid evil. You believe in God. Had the people of the book speaks of Jews and Christians. Now, once again, I'm quoting what the Quran says. Had the people of the book, that means of the Jews and Christians of the Bible, accepted the faith, in other words, accepted the Islamic belief, the Muslims of the Quran, had they accepted the faith, it would surely have been better for them. Some are true believers, but most are evildoers. Quran, chapter 3, verses 110 and 111. The Imrans, Daywood, page 63. Well, what we're looking at and what I've just read here, some are true believers. And I believe that's speaking of Muslims who turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and get saved. It's talking about those people who turn away from the Islamic belief and following the Quran, and they follow the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Well, now there's some decisions. The Quran, godly decisions. Well, let me say this. There is no godly decision concerning the Quran. It is not for true believers, the Quran says. It is not for true believers, men or women, to take their choice in the affairs of God. They have no choice, in other words. And his apostle decree otherwise. He that disobeys God and his apostle strays far indeed. Quran, chapter 33 and verse 36. The Confederate Tribes, Daywood, page 422. Well, here, the Quran in chapter 33 and verse 36 that I've read, the Confederate Tribes, Daywood, page 422, says, men and women have no authority to make a choice when it comes to the affairs of God. They have no, they really don't know, is what the Quran is saying. They have no choice in the matter. And here, once again, I remind you, Quran, chapter 33 and verse 36, the Confederate Tribes, Daywood, page 422, places a man, you read and heard me read the word apostle there, places a man, the apostle, as the only one to make choices for the people concerning the affairs of God. Now, I can think of another religious cult, and I'm going to call it like it is, a cult, the Catholics. Catholics also believe the Pope makes choices for people concerning God's affairs. Catholics actually believe the Pope's word can supersede the word of God. That's blaspheming, and that's the reason I call it a cult. If you do anything that takes away from the authority of God, that takes away the authority of His Son, Jesus Christ, then you're a cult. You do not believe the way the Word of God teaches, and we need to be careful. And we need not follow someone who teaches other than what the Word of God teaches. Well, that may make some people uneasy when I mention something like that, but it's the Word of God that I'm basing this on. Now, the King James Bible makes godly decisions other than, that's different from the Quran that does not make godly decisions. According to the God of heaven, people can make their own decisions concerning God. And we've looked at some of that, but Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15 says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So we see, once again, it's making a godly decision. It's not dependent upon some individual, some human being telling you what to believe. It's what God says. God says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." It says, "Whosoever." And that means that we have a choice, freedom, to do with our lives what we want. If a person chooses to go to hell, that's their choice. But I would pray that you listening today, that you've made a choice to follow Jesus Christ, that you are on your way to heaven. And if you haven't done that, you need to do it. You have a choice to make. It's freedom. You have a choice. You can make your own decision. Well, what does the Quran talk about infidels, unbelievers, and non-Muslims? What is that about? What Muslims are to do with non-believers? The Quran, it says this, "I shall cast terror into the hearts of the infidels. Strike off their heads. Strike off the very tips of their fingers." Quran, chapter 8 and verse 12. The Spoils, Daywood, page 177. Now, did you catch something there? Those who do not believe in the Quran, those who do not follow Muhammad's teachings, those who are non-Muslims, it says, "I shall cast terror into the hearts of the infidels." That's anyone who does not believe in the Quran or into the Muslim belief. The Quran says, "Strike off their heads, strike off the very tips of their fingers." Now, you and I, as saved people, we serve God, and we do nothing like that. We serve the living God, and He says that we're to love our enemies. The Quran teaches the opposite, to hate your enemies. And God says that we're to love every person in this world that He came to die for on the cross of Calvary. Won't you trust Him today as your Lord and Savior? You have freedom to do that. Why don't you do it today? Ask Him into your heart, because He loves you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.